In Seattle, companies are having a hard time finding workers. The unemployment rate is way lower here than in most other places. So companies that want to hire people have to get creative.
So in that sense, you have to stand out. How do you beat Facebook? How do you beat Amazon if you're a small startup? Maybe you talk about the community. Maybe you talk about the neighborhood.
A growing number of companies are making the neighborhoods where they're located part of their brand. Tableau makes software, software that helps people turn data into fancy, pretty visuals for the web. Tableau is based in Seattle's Fremont neighborhood, right next to the Ship Canal. It probably doesn't matter to the people who buy Tableau's software where that software is made, but to the employees, location is key.
We even have some people who kayak to work, which is very Seattle. I love that.
Do they live on houseboats or something?
No, they don't. They just live close to the water, and so they'll walk down to the water with their little inflatable kayak and hop on in and head on over.
That's Joni Kimsey, director of recruiting at Tableau. She says Fremont hits all the things people love about Seattle. There's culture, there's water, and it's just a little bit eccentric. It's a place where you can strip naked and ride a bicycle in a parade. And it has a very clear brand of its own. It's the center of the universe.
I think it's just become kind of embedded within our culture. You know, our founders chose Fremont over 11 years ago as the place where they really wanted to have this company. And we've continued to stay here. It's become an important part of who we are.
Do you talk about Fremont when you're recruiting people to come to this office?
Definitely. You know, I think the neighborhood itself is a big draw. It was for me when I joined.
Tableau has expanded to other offices all around the world, and they've got another local office in Kirkland. Kimsey says whenever they've scouted out a new location,
we've actually really purposefully looked for office space and locations and neighborhoods that reflect what we have here in Fremont.
That means avoiding big downtowns, for example. For Tableau, the neighborhood has been part of the company's brand since its founding. But it doesn't always work that way. Other companies move to new neighborhoods when they need to reinvent themselves. They look for neighborhoods that have also recently rebranded. Places like Pioneer Square. It was a neighborhood fallen on hard times. Now it has a new story. The neighborhood hired a branding consultant to help with that.
They recommended that we lead with food.
Leslie Smith and the Alliance for Pioneer Square lured in a celebrity chef. Other chefs followed.
People follow restaurants, retail follows food, and all of a sudden, there's a new economy here and a new story. All of a sudden, we're getting picked up in Bon Appetit and Sunset Magazine, and it's like, wow, time to go check out what's going on in Pioneer Square.
Enter Weyerhaeuser, a timber company founded more than a century ago. Its baby boomer employees were retiring, and young workers weren't as excited about its 45-year-old corporate campus in suburban Federal Way. I mean, it was fine, but
employees are looking for more diverse urban environments to work in.
That's Weyerhaeuser's Jack Evans. He says Pioneer Square will help the company attract a younger workforce. They needed a new neighborhood to help people see the company in a new light.
I mean, I think most of us have an image of the timber industry that, you know, it's a bunch of guys with handlebar mustaches, you know, sitting on a giant log, you know. It's changed, right? And certainly there are positions in this office, in this building, that didn't exist 116 years ago when the company was founded. But there are important roles. There's a lot going on to manage a forest, and some of it happens out in the forest, and some of it happens in front of a computer screen.
Weyerhaeuser could have relocated to South Lake Union, but honestly, they would have seemed like posers in that environment, don't you think? Here in Pioneer Square, the little nods to nostalgia that you might see in a tech startup office, they feel authentic here. Elizabeth McPherson is one of the building's designers. She's with Methune. She points out a table made from an old log. Weyerhaeuser employees call it Cookie.
And it's obviously a slice from one of their trees with some industrial big casters on it.
A table like that would fit in a hipster's living room. But in a timber company's headquarters in Pioneer Square, what other kind of table would you expect? And then in the lobby, giant video screens make it look like you're walking through a forest on a sunny day.
And to me, this is a pretty powerful space. One of the interests that they had was to have sort of the old and the new be present.
On the outside, Weyerhaeuser's building is modern. It's got a mirrored surface. But reflected in that surface, you can see the historic buildings, the tall trees and brick pavers of Occidental Park. It's a conversation and a brand story that feels right at home in Pioneer Square.
This is a place where the Northwest timber industry got its start. Yesler Way is a block away. It's where they used to skid grease logs down to the Yesler Mill 100 plus years ago.
Oh, and by locating here in Pioneer Square, Weyerhaeuser can compete for workers who might choose to work at Starbucks just down the street in Soto, or Amazon. But a company has to be kind of careful if it's going to start thinking about a neighborhood as part of its brand. That's because branding is partly about simplifying your message, and neighborhoods are complicated. For example, Fremont is quirky, but it's also a place that's become much harder for the artists who made it quirky to afford to live there. And Pioneer Square is full of history, but it's also the place where a lot of homeless people get their services.
A company can't just take ownership of Fremont, can't just take ownership of Pioneer Square. They really need to include the community members.
Jeff Schulman teaches marketing at the University of Washington. He says companies need to be careful how they tell the story of a neighborhood. They need to start by asking questions.
Understanding who's there, who your neighbors are, and what are they excited about? What are they fearful of? And trying to be a part of that conversation instead of driving it.
If companies don't do that, they have a risk of being seen as destructive. That's when you get things like neighborhoods protesting Google buses. But if companies and neighborhoods work together and really listen to each other, they can pull each other up. In Pioneer Square, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.